Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, we've got Christmas-themed questions, holiday-themed questions on the cookie jar this week. The first, did Santa wrap your gifts as a kid? What does he do in your house today? This is in here because Heather.
Mm-hmm. But this is interesting, and I always thought Santa did the same thing at everybody's home, but I did discover when I was a kid that Santa did different things at everybody's house. When I was little, Santa never wrapped his presents. So when I was a kid and I'd wake up super early, right, excited to go open gifts, I'd always walk down the hall and like peek into the living room where the tree was, and you could see some of the things Santa dropped off, and then I'd run and go wake up my parents, and then I'd run back out to the living room and start playing with the gifts that I received. Then when I got a little bit bigger, I was hanging out with a friend and went over to his house after Christmas, and I discovered that Santa wrapped all his gifts, and I was surprised by that. That why wouldn't Santa wrap my gifts, but he'd wrap your gifts?
Never heard of Santa not wrapping gifts.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's what Santa does. I mean, part of his job
is wrapping the gifts.
His elves do it, but
yeah. If he's in a hurry, he stops at your house.
When I was a kid, even being Jewish, we got Christmas gifts, I think, like 2 years.
Okay.
And the gifts were wrapped. I assumed Santa did it. We didn't have a tree, but in a table in the living room, and we come down, and I remember the only gift I really remember, Christmas gift, was a big tube that was a puzzle, and it was like a toy soldier puzzle.
Cool.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Santa did wrap presents and leave them in the stocking. We just had the stocking stuffers. Okay. That's what he'd do. Mostly we just do the gift exchange on Christmas Eve, but right now, all he does really is just leave off some chocolate, maybe some fruit. That's like a tangerine, you know.
He just stops by and drops off food?
Yeah, you know, some snackies.
That's different.
Interesting. Tangerine, wow. If Santa ate like that normally, he wouldn't be so fat. Yeah.
Our gifts were not wrapped. They were on display. So, like, when I got these Star Wars AT-AT Walker, and I came down the stairs that Christmas morning, and it's just sitting there ready to be played with.
It's just like this beacon of light, right? You just look down, it's like, there's your new bike or whatever it is.
Okay, I can't inject my, because I didn't do Christmas. I didn't have that experience.
Yeah.
But to me, if you, as a kid, you go downstairs and you have your tree, and the presents are unwrapped under the tree. That's kind of weird.
The parents would Santa would put them together in your house, like the race car track. You come down and it's ready to go.
Right.
There's no agonizing about putting the stuff together.
There was still wrapped gifts from mom and dad under the tree.
My parents, there was still gifts. Like, this is from mom and dad, and that you'd open. But like, the whatever it was, the big toy, the Barbie house was all built.
Yes.
And ready to go.
As for now, Hermie leaves with Santa. No. The elf on the shelf.
Uh-huh.
Bigger day for you, Christmas Eve or Christmas Day?
This is such a hard question because both days are so monumental. I think I'm going to choose Christmas Eve. It's a little different now that I have kids because Christmas Day is becoming more exciting with Santa and things like that. But ultimately, Christmas Eve to me is, you can't beat it. You've got all your family together, a huge party, a big celebration. It's always been my favorite.
Well, for me,
which day of Hanukkah?
Well, first of all, to me, it's Christmas Day is so much better because there's things to do. Christmas Eve, it's like the one day in the world where there's no sports, right? There's no games.
So bummer. To me, what am I going to do?
For me, Christmas, at least I can watch things, you know?
NBA and now NFL.
Yes, absolutely.
Stoney, all I'm going to say is that, like, we all have reasons, and that's fine, and that can be your reason. For me, it's Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve is the holiday, honestly. It's the meal. It's the family get-together. The meal. The pierogi. The cream of mushroom soup.
Oh.
The oplatki.
Oh.
The krustiki. All of the good Polish stuff that we eat on Christmas Eve. That's the day. And then we do our main family gift exchange one at a time, which was last week's topic after that. But we got to do the dishes first.
We got to clean the dishes first.
Yeah, we got to clean the dishes, the nice china, got to clean the dishes. And then that's what we earn the gift giving.
Really building the anticipation. Yeah, I would say as a kid, Christmas morning was when we got the bulk of our gifts, and you look forward to waking up Christmas morning. But I would say now as an adult, Christmas Eve is the primary get together where you see the aunts and the uncles and the grandparents and everybody's together. So for me, it's Christmas Eve. All right, this next one. We've done some hypotheticals today. Everybody wants a white Christmas, right? Here's the trade-off. 2 weeks of heavy snow on both sides of Christmas Day to get a white Christmas, or you get no white Christmas and no snow in December. What do you take?
I'm taking no snow. No white Christmas.
I say, this is easy for me. Bring on the snow. Let's go. I'm ready for it.
Look, if I don't have to drive in it, I'm fine with snow. So that sounds like I'm good with the... It's snowing day before, day after?
No, 2 weeks before.
Oh, the 2 weeks before?
So the whole month is going to be heavy snow.
Heavy, which means there's going to be driving problems.
Yeah, I got to drive in that,
build
man.
A snowman.
No. So you say no white Christmas?
No wedding.
I'm with Greg.
Tom, you're going to want the white Christmas, right?
Without a doubt, because I got winter in me. I mean, I'm a hockey kid, okay? So if it's cold and it's snowy, the ponds are froze, and we can go out and have a skate, just like you have a catch, and you can go sledding with your new sled that you got on Christmas.
Yes.
All this stuff's lost now because of global warming.
Tom getting all political on the show.
We still have the holiday even if it doesn't snow. Doug, you got me that one time, and my mom got mad at him for doing that.
I want the white Christmas. Bring on the snow. We're in Michigan. We can handle it. Okay, this next one, Heather, you have to explain it. You put this in the cookie jar. Who goes down in history at the end of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
Well, everybody knows the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer song, right? And there's additives like a light bulb, like a flashlight, like Monopoly.
Yeah.
It's Rudolph.
No, it's not.
Do you know what she's asking?
Yeah.
So like when you sing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, there's the little things that people add in. So there's one that gets added at the very end.
Yes.
You'll go down in history.
Like George Washington.
Yes.
Oh.
Like George Washington.
I don't remember that part of the song. I just remember the...
What's the things people have, like, colloquially...
So, we've been singing this a lot at the house because Emily loves this song, and I happened to Google what the words were, and I was surprised that it wasn't George Washington in the lyrics.
What do they say?
I think it said Nixon.
I saw on the internet that apparently is a really popular ending.
And I remember when Jamie was here, we were singing it, and his response was different than George Washington, too, and my mind was blown.
I went and looked at the lyrics, and I just to, you know, reinforce my statement that it was Rudolph. There was some other reindeer or something that I forgot about, and it just says Rudolph. There was nothing that said adding.
Yes, the actual last line of the song is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yeah. You'll go down in history
like George Washington. Okay,
Rudolph, by the way, the ultimate next man up.
Yes. All right, let's hit these rapid fire. F, Mary, Kill, Songs Edition and Movies Edition. We'll start with songs. Santa Claus is Coming to Town, the Christmas song, Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire, and The Little Saint Nick.
Okay, I'll go first. It all depends on who's singing these songs, because I just listened to the Christmas song by, I don't know, Mariah Carey or somebody else, and I didn't love it. It's got to be, why can't I think of the...
Nat King Cole?
Yes, it's got to be Nat King Cole. I'm going to marry the Christmas song. I'm going to kill the little Saint Nick. And I guess I'll F Santa Claus.
Santa Claus is coming to
town.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But, you know.
I did read that is a fantasy that some women have. Is a Santa Claus fantasy?
No.
Yeah.
There's a category?
There's a category for everything.
Yeah, I guess. I'm marrying Santa Claus is Coming to Town because it's a great song. Even when Bruce doesn't do it, I'm going to kill the Chestnuts, and I'm going to F the Beach Boys.
Little Saint Nick. All right. I'm going to marry Santa Claus is Coming to Town, Jackson 5 edition.
Okay.
Love that version. F the Christmas song and kill the Little Saint Nick. With movies, we've got Bad Santa, The Santa Claus, Tim Allen, and the Polar Express.
I'm going to kill the Polar Express. I'm going to F the Santa Claus, and I'm going to marry Bad Santa because I love Bad Santa.
I like all of these movies, but I would probably also kill the Polar Express, get rid of that. I think I'll marry the Santa Claus, and then I'll F Bad Santa.
As John established last week, the bad boys.
Yes.
I'll kill Bad Santa, marry the Santa Claus, F the Polar Express. And that is this week's cookie jar. It's 97.1.